640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. They seemed close to an agreement. Now they're not. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the latest on stalled negotiations to keep the country out of default.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters at the Capitol this afternoon that he could see a path to an agreement yesterday, but that's no longer the case.
We can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before.
McCarthy said there hasn't been movement by the president, who he said he hasn't spoken with today. Mr. Biden is in Japan at the G7 summit, but is returning earlier than planned because of the lack of an agreement. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Ukraine has been at the top of the to-do list at the summit. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Hiroshima.
The G7 leaders announced today that they had put in place the money Ukraine will need for the rest of this year and the start of 2024. Britain and Europe are already working on sending F-16s to Ukraine, in spite of fears that those American-made fighter jets may escalate the conflict.
Jack Teixeira is due in a Boston courtroom shortly for a bail hearing. He's the National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified documents that showed up on social media. Former Government National Security Division prosecutor David Aaron says he may stay locked up.
Anything in his background that goes to trustworthiness, in particular, the allegation that they've made that he, in some sense, lived a double life, that he concealed some aspects of his life from the Air National Guard and from others, that undermines any idea that the judge should rely on his word or other conditions.
Another case of alleged leaking involves a D.C. Metro cop now under arrest. Here's WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
Shane Lamond, a D.C. police lieutenant, is facing federal charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements. Prosecutors say Lamond provided inside information to Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, in December of 2020 after Tarrio was involved in a rally in D.C. where a Black Lives Matter banner was stolen from a church and burned. Lamond allegedly tipped Tarrio off that he was going to be arrested in the case, and prosecutors say in doing that, Lamond interfered with the investigation. Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Washington.
The Reverend Al Sharpton was among those who spoke at funeral services for Jordan Neely, the man choked by a fellow New York subway rider who saw him as a threat.
We should not celebrate Jordan's life, but we should not ignore how he died.
A 24-year-old Marine veteran has been charged with manslaughter. Another Republican has joined the presidential race. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he's running. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 83 points. The NASDAQ has lost 38. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Some help could be on the way to Wisconsin communities with water plagued with PFAS pollution. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee has voted to create a $125 million trust fund to deal with forever chemicals. The idea is to provide some help now until there's a long-term solution. A federal judge says a Native American tribe in northern Wisconsin and a Canadian energy company should try to work out their differences. Judge William Connolly says he's not inclined to try to stop work on Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5, even though environmentalists say it poses a danger to northern Wisconsin and Lake Superior.
Water is at risk, aquifers are at risk, long-term ecosystem and environmental health is at risk, and it's a really, really big deal.
Jadeen Sonoda is with the Sierra Club. In sports, the Brewers are at Tampa Bay tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey, all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to Hollyville.com.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane's sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even...
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as has been the case the last couple of days, the most urgent issue facing us and our country is the debt limit. The debt limit, Janet, yeah, we exceeded the debt limit in January. Janet Yellen managed to put it together with cellophane and scotch tape for a couple of months. But at some point, what she's relying on is incoming tax revenues that go out immediately to pay bills. There's not enough of them on a consistent basis to do it. She says by June 1st at the earliest, maybe a week or two later, we will default. When I say we'll default, this is not new spending, you know that. This is spending that was approved by the Congress, bipartisan, signed by the President, Biden and Trump, and that has been used and has already been spent, a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it's been spent. And the way it was spent was bonds were issued, treasury bonds that are in many of your 401ks and your pension plans, and frankly, Social Security payments. They're going, well, we need a second vote. We need a second vote to say if we want to pay the bill that we've already incurred. Here are the updates. Biden's still in Japan with the G7. The hardliners, and this is the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus is a fake name. It's not a Freedom Caucus. It's a treason caucus. It's a treason caucus. They've said there will be no further discussion on a deal on the debt limit until the Senate passes the House GOP bill, which cuts trillions of dollars of spending that's already been committed. And when the Senate does that, you know, and the Senate, by the way, has a Democratic majority and it's not going to do that. Chances are slim to none. Slim just left town. Chances are none. And they won't even talk about a, quote, deal, end quote. Now, right now, today, is May 19. June 1 is 12 days away. It isn't even 2 weeks away, 12 days away. How many people are there in the treason caucus? Well, I think there are about 30 of them who say they're in it. Many will chicken out. Many of them couldn't find their rear ends if they put both hands in their back pockets. Many of them are simply adventurers. They're lucky to have a job, quite frankly. But there are probably 10 of them, 10 of them. I'm thinking of Paul Gosar, Chip Roy, Andy Biggs, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Boberts, really bad people. And even if Kevin McCarthy is somehow able to wrestle the Marjorie Taylor Greens, who sort of suck up to him, there's still about 10 of them. And remember, it takes 218 votes to pass a debt limit, to exceed the debt limit, 213 Democratic votes. It takes 5 Republicans and 10 Freedom Caucus members. There's actually 30 of them, but 10 of them that may hold tough. It ain't going to pass. And they say it won't pass until the Senate passes the House bill, which was a wish list of $4 trillion in cuts and basically undoing hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure that already passed bipartisan. Hard infrastructure passed with 19 Republican Senate votes. What they're doing is they're standing there with a hand grenade and saying, we're going to pull the pin if you don't do everything we want. It would be analogous, I'll say it again, as if the Democrats, when Trump were president and we had the majority in the legislature, had said, well, give us Medicare for all, give us this, give us that, give us hard and soft infrastructure even before it passed, or we're not going to pass a debt limit to exceed the debt limit. We don't do that. The debt limit has been exceeded. There have been bills to increase it since 1960, 70 some odd times, and that's only 63 years ago. And a majority of those times when there were Republican presidents, and 3 of them when Donald Trump was president and the Democrats did it for him each time. But now they're pulling this. Here is the solution. Here is what's being discussed, just so you know. Chip Roy, who is a true right-wing nut, a member of the Treason Caucus, said, quote, we are pressing pause on the negotiations. They're not productive. We've hit a snag. And he spoke through Representative Garrett Givem. He's the leading Republican on these negotiations. And Chip Roy has said, we're done. So the negotiator said, okay, he wants us to say press pause, not productive, hit a snag. Now, what do we do? There's the 14th Amendment. Biden has hinted before that he would do it. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. 3 of the justices have taken money from groups that appear in front of them. One of them, Clarence Thomas, has been taking money for 20 years and not reporting it. And he will do anything they say. And he is the swing vote in 5-4 decisions that got rid of the Voting Rights Act, passed Citizens United, or published Citizens United, and got rid of Roe v. Wade, a corrupt justice. And we sit back and say, well, I guess we have to obey him. Well, no, we don't have to obey him. I think Biden is concerned that the tarantulas will try to say, I'm sorry, we don't read the 14th Amendment that way. And I would say to him, okay, let me read it in English. It says, the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. I, Joe Biden, am doing what's needed to make sure the full faith and credit of the United States is not called into question. Well, you have to look at it in context. And you have to look at it. Charles I had a blonde beard, and there's the rule in Slade's case, and blah. This is the kind of stuff they said. And Joe Biden would have to be prepared to do what Abraham Lincoln did. When Roger Taney, who authored the Dred Scott decision, one of the things that led to the Civil War, after Lincoln was president, in those days, the Supreme Court justices sat on the Court of Appeals panels because there weren't that many of them. And Taney sat on one that had a decision out of Maryland. Maryland was a slave state at the time. It was they were too chicken to secede because they were so close to Washington. But they did everything they could to hurt Lincoln. And Taney issued some kind of order. And Clinton just ignored it. You know, he didn't tell them to jump the lake. He just ignored it. I think that Biden will have to do something very similar. But there's another tactic that is credibly being discussed, and that is the discharge petition. And I've raised that before. There are 213 Democratic votes. 210 of them have signed off on it. Three haven't. There are three Democratic congressmen in conservative districts that are afraid. And some of them are people I have a high regard for, like Mary Pertola up in Alaska. They may not go along with the discharge petition. That means we'd need seven Republicans, or actually eight Republicans instead of five. But there are Republicans in New York, in Pennsylvania, California, that ain't going to stay in Congress if they try to tank this. So I'm assuming that Biden is working hard on that right now. But I'm hoping at the last minute he pulls the rabbit out of the hat. I think he will. And just do the 14th Amendment. And, you know, one thing he can plausibly say is, hey, look, you guys are very close. I'm going to give you a little more breathing room, like two more years of breathing room. And I'm going to increase it under the 14th Amendment. This is so important. We're going to go to the lines. Gina Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gina?
I thought I'd better call as the steam was building and building so that I could trust myself. I'll tell you something, Matt. These people here are gall darn terrorists. They do not give one iota about the people in this country. And it just really gets me fuming because we ought to be able to do something about this. This is insurrection in another way, stopping our debts from getting paid. And we all have to sit and watch this BS going on. I don't know who in the heck these guys think they are, but they definitely should not be sitting in that Capitol be running our government. They need to all be booted out or put in. I'd love to see them all go to Guantanamo. I mean, they have been causing so much trouble. They don't even do any work. It's like when you watch these yahoos, they're idiots. Oh, they're going after Biden. Oh, they got this secret committee or this committee, and they don't even have a witness because, oh, my gosh, their witness is missing. Oh, it's just sickening, Matt. It's like, I never believed that this is my government, the United States of America, with these idiots and terrorists running our country. So thank you, Matt. I had to get that out because it's just awful. Thank you.
Right. No. Thanks. Those excellent comments. And I'll tell you this. They're not taking into account, or maybe they are, they don't care, what this is doing to our stature against people like Putin, Xi, the Norks. Kim Jong-un, they see this division. They see that we're immensely powerful, but that we have almost half of the Congress who are willing to basically corrupt and injure the interests of the United States. And they're doing it. And, you know, this discharge petition only takes five Republican votes. Let's say eight Republican votes, because the three conservative Democrats are afraid of not getting reelected. Maybe they'll come on and support it, but not put their name on it right now. But whatever it is, Gallagher, Van Orden style. I mean, look, Grothman's a lost case. Obviously, Grothman's a lost case. Tiffany is a lost case. Some of these people, Fitzgerald. But the point is that these clowns think they have a statewide future, and the clowns will bankrupt the country. The clowns should not even be permitted to come into your hometown. Just go down there and say, get the hell out of my hometown. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. A lot of coming after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature. And experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066. Or find them on Facebook and Instagram. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 43. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 49. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 75. 73 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 63 degrees. Kinda like...
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Judge Taney there. Let's remember it's Judge Taney that issued Dred Scott, which you mentioned before. But, I mean, the insurrectionist Supreme Court justices, apparently they don't believe in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. So the Constitution, well, if that is true, then we go back to the Dred Scott decision, which said that black Americans are not really full human beings, is what Taney wrote in the Dred Scott decision. So if they want to negate that, you want to roll back the clock back to that? Is that what you're saying?
You know, yeah, well, here's the
deal. You're going to vote for that?
Right. Here's the deal, Mark, and you're putting your finger right on it. What these people are doing right now is if Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, they're the Supreme Court. So they can go, well, you're wrong. You can't do it. And why are we permitting them to issue these kinds of decisions? Why are we permitting them 5-4 with a corrupt Justice Clarence Thomas, the swing vote, to get rid of the Voting Rights Act, which resulted in gerrymanders all over the country? Why are we letting them do Citizens United? That was 5-4, corrupt judge. Why are we letting them overturn Roe v. Wade 5-4 with a corrupt judge? Why are we doing this? In the Constitution, it doesn't say anything that they have that power. The reason we're doing it is for 200 years, on balance, it's made sense to have a pleasant fiction. The pleasant fiction is that there are three co-equal branches of government, but one of them is superior to the other two, and that is the Supreme Court, because they can say if the other two are unconstitutional, but the other two can't say that they're unconstitutional. That's a fiction, a pleasant fiction that we've entertained for 200 years. And in things like, for instance, Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, New York Times versus Sullivan, it's made a lot of sense in developing our country. But we have three judges up there who are on the take. Three of the nine are on the take. They've taken a lot of money, starting with Clarence Thomas, who has done it most egregiously and not reported it, Gorsuch, who took a $500,000 gain on a fishing cabinet, a worthless fishing cabinet in Colorado that he couldn't sell until he got onto the Supreme Court, and Roberts, John Roberts, his wife gets $10.5 million for calling some law firm saying, hire good lawyers. These guys know who is appearing in front of them. They know what they want, and by and large, they give it to them. They give it to them. But this is a little different. This is one where 5-4, if you have a corrupt Supreme Court justice saying, we've got to go bankrupt and encourage Xi to take Taiwan, encourage Putin to use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. At that point, those justices should be flown to Guantanamo. And I'm only being slightly facetious. The way to do it is what Abraham Lincoln did with Roger Taney's decision, and ignore it. In the case now with social media and everybody knows what everybody's doing, Biden's got to say, this is a corrupt Supreme Court. It's acting in the interests of the Republican Party. They don't get to tell me that I'm unconstitutional, and I can't tell them that they're unconstitutional. I hereby decree that the president is saying this Supreme Court is acting unconstitutionally, and we are not going to follow their decision. And you know something? What are the Republicans going to say? I think Biden has the guts to do that. It would be cleaner if you had 5 or 8 Republicans in moderate districts who believe in the United States. Let me throw this out. Are there 5 or 8 Republicans out there who are for the United States, who are not for Russia, who are not for China? Are there? All right, Curtis of West Dallas, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Curtis? Hello?
Hello, Curtis. Oh, hey, Brett. Hey, I've got something to say, though. How about that Brett Kavanaugh? He shouldn't be on the Supreme Court either.
You got that right.
You know, and also that Amy, she was thrown on in a matter of, a couple of days because, you know, Ms. Bosco Mitch had to wait a year and a half because Obama couldn't appoint his, you know. So, oh, no, we can do it within a couple of days. It's just amazing. But my whole thing is the reason I called is because I think it's about time that the Democrats start doing stuff that Republicans like Trump have been doing. They keep on saying that we're unprecedented, you know. So we should do the same thing. We should just throw the 14s out there because it's just a bunch of BS, if you ask me what's going on. Because people don't understand what they can actually do to the economy if they don't raise the debt limit.
Yeah, good comments, Curtis. Thank you for calling. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I refer to them as the 6 tarantulas. Quite frankly, I'm disappointed in all 9. Why do I say that? Because the Senate, in a very weak moment, they thought, well, you guys should pass an ethics code. So, here you have a guy, Clarence Thomas, and then people like Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas's wife, Gorsuch, all these people, Roberts taking money. And we want an ethics thing in the future? That's pretty weak. But even that, all 9 of them wrote a letter saying, no, we're not going to do it. We already can take care of ourselves. That's what they said. That's ridiculous. They're all taking an ego bath up there. They all think that they're the 9 sanctified guessers and that they can say that Congress is unconstitutional, that Biden's unconstitutional, and nobody can say that they're unconstitutional for taking money and stripping the Voting Rights Act, which they have no right to do under the Constitution, by publishing Citizens United, which overturned 100 years of congressional and Supreme Court precedent, and then junking Roe v. Wade 5-4 with no popular support at all. Who are these people? Who the heck are these people? Well, I can tell you who they are. They have a pretty high opinion of themselves. And it's those 6, you're right. You mentioned Gorsuch. I mean, you mentioned Kavanaugh and you mentioned Amy Comey Barrett as well. And obviously Alito is in there. But the other 3 said, no, we're not going to have an ethics thing. Well, no, that doesn't work for me. You work for me. I don't work for you. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can do what you're doing. We got to go to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you on the screen. I see you on the screen. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
You're hanging out in Waukesha. It's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m. And all around the world on the Civic Media app. The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The White House and congressional Republicans have stopped talking for now. Here's CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Negotiations over the debt ceiling have reached a standstill as the default deadline approaches. Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says the decision was made to halt discussions earlier today. It's not clear when talks will resume.
The National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified documents is due in federal court about now for a detention hearing. Former federal prosecutor David Aaron says there's a compelling reason to deny him bail.
A combination of the seriousness of the crime and the potential heavy sentence, long time in federal prison, those provide some incentives for the defendant to flee.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a major gun control legislation into law, including a new red flag law to try to prevent gun violence.
This is not about the Second Amendment. This is about the safety of our children and our communities. That's what's happening here today.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Kia and Hyundai have agreed to settle a $200 million lawsuit related to the explosion in car thefts in Milwaukee and around the country. In a statement, the companies say they'll provide cash compensation for customers who incurred theft-related vehicle losses or damage not covered by insurance. The cars were easy to steal because of a design flaw. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joining a bipartisan group of 39 lawmakers urging Congress to pass the Combating Illicit Xylazine Act. This comes after a surge in overdose deaths nationwide related to xylazine. It's a potent veterinary medication that has been widely mixed with opioids like fentanyl and is easy to get online. Xylazine, only approved by the FDA as a veterinary medicine used to sedate and relieve pain in large animals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane's sells flights of Himalayan sea salts, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.com. Shop.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are...
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the whistleblower controversy. The whistleblower controversy, that was brought up yesterday by Mary of Madison. It was a good issue, and it's important to talk about it right now. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, you know, is the head of this investigative committee on the so-called weaponization of the federal government. It's a fraud. He's a fraud. Speaking of whistleblowers, there are whistleblowers that came forward when he was a wrestling coach and accused him of having knowledge of the sexual assault of some kids by the team doctor. And he said, no, I didn't have any. But then he went after the whistleblowers. Now he's ginned up a few whistleblowers for his committee. And let me give you the background of them. Suddenly, he likes whistleblowers. He didn't like them all that well when he was a wrestling coach, but now he apparently likes whistleblowers. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan had a hearing. And first of all, they have the majority because they are the majority in the House, so they control the hearing. The Democrats took a look at this and they said, wait a minute, you did not provide the transcripts of your whistleblower testimony to us, either in advance, which you were supposed to have, or at all. In other words, and he said, well, you're not getting them. They said, wait a minute, the congressional rules say here that the minority party and the majority party in any of these hearings gets all of the documents, including transcripts. And we did that as a Democratic Party in the January 6th Commission. He said, well, we have control now and you're not getting them. You're not getting them. Then he started to question them. Let me tell you about these whistleblowers. All three of them had their security clearances yanked by the FBI. They're under investigation. Here's how it went. And this is the subcommittee meeting on Thursday. Their conduct on January 6th, respect to the January 6th insurrection, quote, brought into question their allegiance to the United States. Two of them testified that they were paid. They got money from Cash Patel. And this isn't a joke. The guy's name is, that's his name, Cash, K-A-S-H. I think it's more of a Southeast Asian name, you know, than, and he was one of Trump's aides. He's really bad news. Two of them said, yeah, Cash Patel gave us money. A third FBI employee who didn't testify also had a security clearance yanked because he was on restricted grounds of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and lied about it. He was sympathetic to the insurrection. But the two that did testify, one is a guy named Stephen Friend. And by the way, I'll get to the lines right after we set the stage for this topic, and then I'll go right to the lines. Stephen Friend told his boss, and he's right now on leave, suspended, that he would not work on the January 6th case and refused to execute a court-ordered search and arrest warrant. He kept publishing conspiracy theories. By publishing, I mean talking about them. And alternative narratives about January 6th. He downloaded FBI documents on an unauthorized flash drive. This is this guy, Fried. He also participated in multiple unauthorized media interviews, including on Russian TV, RT, state TV, Putin's TV, FBI agent, for God's sake. And he made a secret recording of a meeting he had with his FBI management that broke Florida state law. So the clown is not getting paid and he's off. He's been marginalized. He's being investigated. He's the whistleblower. He was on Russian TV. The other whistleblower that they brought on, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, suddenly the friend of the whistleblower, Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen kept publishing alternative theories, and by that I mean talking about him and about January 6th to his coworkers. He verbally and in emails and instant messages on FBI systems did what he could to hinder investigative activity. And he warned, and this is on a multiple email list to multiple colleagues, that he warned them against continuing to cooperate with an investigation of January 6th. He, quote, urged the recipients to exercise extreme caution and discretion in pursuit of any investigative activity about January 6th. Any investigative activity. He also failed to provide relevant information on January 6th suspect to another agent who was investigating it. And this is a suspect who had beaten a Capitol Police officer. And this guy, Allen, goes, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about him. He's probably okay. And the third guy who didn't testify, a guy named Brett Gloss, was actually seen on photographs on January 6th in his personal capacity with the insurrectionists. Now, the clown Jordan is telling us that these are, quote, whistleblowers, end quote, that, quote, show that Biden did something wrong. About what? Biden wasn't even president on January 6th. But that somehow January 6th is the wrong narrative. I got to say something. Now we're going to go to the lines. I got to say this to the Republican Party. If you keep beating a dead horse and you say that January 6th was somehow an inside job and that it wasn't Trump involved in it and all that. People know you're lying. I will repeat, are there 5 or 8 Republicans who are honest, who aren't lying, who aren't for Putin, who aren't for Xi and Kim Jong-un and for America? Are there 5 or 8 of you? We'll sign on to the discharge petition. Go to the lines. First up, Chuck of Delafield. Thanks for calling. Chuck, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm on the plank of this testimony, so-called testimony, that Jordan held. This is just a ploy. It's a ploy to move the ball over here and look over here. Another Biden mess over here. On the debt ceiling, there is something that people are not talking about and they need to talk about. That the so-called limit, save, grow plan presented by the Republicans does none of that. It actually, over time, worsens the debt limit. It goes in reverse. Right. And its immediate impact, according to Mark Zandi, one of our nation's top economists, chief economist of Moody's Analytics, very noted, testified in May 4 and told the Senate this. He said, this is a direct line. If you pass this, this is a direct line to a recession and a haircut of at least 0.5 point off of GDP, 800,000 jobs off the tank. Now, the misrepresentation by the so-called Republicans, which are not Republicans any longer, they're authoritarians, is that they're saying, they're claiming that this so-called limit, save, and grow plan is just going to take the levels of spending back to last year. That one of the classes I took in college that was most meaningful to me was entitled How to Lie with Statistics. And this is a prime example of this. It's a great course. Here they're representing the whole budget, including Social Security, Medicare, and of course the defense budget. Those are the three biggest. If you imagine a pie and you sliced it into 4 pieces, the 3 huge pieces are defense, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That leaves a sliver of a piece of pie. Yeah, they're rolling it back, but that means they're not touching those big slices. They're all dumping it on the small discretionary piece. And that comes out to a 47% haircut. 47%. Right. So you pass this so-called Limit, Save, and Grow Act. It doesn't grow. It takes the economy long-term, according to Zandi, takes a haircut on GDP. It doesn't save. It actually worsens the deficit situation. And it doesn't limit a darn thing.
Right. Yeah, this is a great call, Chuck. And you are pointing out some very key economic information that a lot of people have overlooked. And that is, let's say the Senate went ahead, because they're threatening right now. They're saying, Senate, pass it so we can leverage the minority in the House, or we're going to walk away. They've just said that. They said it yesterday. Now, if that happened, exactly right what you're saying. They're saying, we don't want to touch defense, Social Security, and Medicaid. But first of all, they know they will. You're not going to cut 40%. That's half, what, of everything else? The pay of employees, of the FBI, Capitol Hill, their employees. What are you going to cut everybody in half? No. You know what's going to happen, and Yellen's already said it, and especially if they tank the debt limit, they are going to be giving out IOUs for Social Security and, quite frankly, IOUs to small-town physicians who provide Medicare services. And small-town guys are not, they're not the Mayo Clinic. They can't afford to go 6 months with no income. And they'll stop taking Medicare patients. So, but if they didn't touch defense, didn't touch Social Security, didn't touch Medicare, you're going to cut almost half of everything, everybody's salary. You know, these people are not in good faith. They're only doing this, and a number of them, unfortunately, in the Treason Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, want to injure the United States, thinking that that will drive Biden out of office. And they're wrong, but it's not American. And I'm yelling out on this air right now, are there 5 to 8 Republicans who are Americans who don't want Putin, don't want Xi, don't want Kim Jong-un, and want us to be strong and proud in the world and get on that discharge petition? Thanks a lot for calling, Chuck. Great call. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show. That was a great call. The Republicans want to take out old people like me. No Medicare and no Social Security. I guess that's the goal. They've never liked it when Roosevelt passed it. So it's beyond the pale. It's like being on a crazy train. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't know if the American people understand what they're trying to do here, but your last caller nailed it. And I want to say something about Jim Jordan. Really, if you look at that, he's trying to defund the FBI. He wants to take them out. He wants to take them down. Much something like Ron Johnson wanted to do. So these guys are also for defunding law enforcement, as far as I can see. And the other thing that really, there's a trifecta going on here. It's anything to get Biden. That Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's going to issue impeachment against Biden. For what? The whole thing. You know what? I'm going into the weekend here. I don't want to get too wound up, but this is a crazy train, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that's a great call. Right. She's putting in articles of impeachment. Nobody's going to. Well, first of all, we control the Senate, so it's not going to come. But if these clowns think they're doing that, they're continuing to knife the United States. Continuing knife to the United States. See, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. We have a couple of minutes. What's your mind today, Bill?
I want to follow up on that brilliant phone call from the guy in Delafield. The capitalist system requires an efficient public sector. There are many, many things that the market cannot do for itself. For example, productive assets like streets, roads, sewer, water, police, fire protection, national defense, research on health that brought us the vaccine, for example. These are things that the market isn't going to do because there are such uncertain returns to investors. The market is great for the things that it does well, but it won't do the things that are usually public responsibilities. And this unbelievable budget cut, one by one, would deprive the people of the United States of tremendous amount of the productive assets that we're going to need. It's going to make everybody poorer. Right. And
Bill, I got to go to a break. I'm going to pick up on that theme of yours. Bill's a professional economist, by the way, everybody. And this is an excellent call, too, just like the fellow from Delafield. We're going to go to a break right now. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Hey, all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to Hollyville.com.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires. Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 44. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 70. Tomorrow, clear skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Mainly clear skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 75. 73 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
I was a highwayman.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on what Bill of Shorewood had just said. And he's right. In a capitalist system like ours, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. And you can't have democracy without capitalism. You really can't. And so what you have here is the so-called public goods that he's talking about. You know, when you have a street, you don't have all the stores on the street getting together and saying, okay, we'll build the road. And what, pay tolls to get paid? I mean, come on. What about the highway system that was put in the late 50s and early 60s by Dwight Eisenhower? What about things like airports, water systems, all of the stuff in the hard infrastructure that puts so many people to work and that is necessary for our country and the private sector can't do by itself? They want to get rid of that. Or they say, well, if you want to, yeah, cut Social Security and Medicare. You know that's what they want. They've already said that's what they want. Back in the 30s, the Republican Party opposed Social Security. And the Supreme Court was about to declare it unconstitutional. And the only reason you get Social Security is because one justice flipped when Roosevelt threatened to pack the court. So here it is. They are now saying that they will not agree to send the debt limit until the Senate passes their bill, which would cripple the United States. Then they go back to the House and they can use it as leverage to get 3/4 of it by the Democratic minority. This is blackmail. It's blackmail by people who aren't for the United States. They're not for the United States. They are not for the United States. And unless a couple of Republicans step up and join the discharge petition, Joe's going to have to, frankly, invoke the 14th Amendment. And then when the tarantulas in the Supreme Court knife him, because that's what the Republican Party wants, Joe's going to have to say, with like Abraham Lincoln said to Roger Taney, well, you know what he did? He didn't say a damn thing. He did not even obey him. He didn't respond to it. And that's what we got to do now. Go to the lines. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I think you partially answered my question. I was confused about the discharge.
The discharge petition.
Thank you. The discharge petition and the enacting the 14th Amendment. They're two separate things, right? Basically.
They're two separate things. Yeah. Right. And
I was confused. I wanted to make sure I was clear in my head. If we can get the discharge petition enacted, it probably would be better. But ultimately, it could be if Joe Biden, whom I really deeply respect, and people want to diss him about the issue of age, which is such baloney. You know, he has to do that. Then we've got a battle with him in the Supreme Court. But ultimately, he can decide. As George Bush said, he's the decider. So also, I wanted to mention that I called. It's 202-456-1111 for the line to the White House. They only take calls between 11 and 3, I think, Eastern time. You can't leave voice messages, but they do give their website. So just wanted to
thank
say
you.
That. And you have a great weekend, Matt, and all of you. All right.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah. Yeah. And the discharge petition, as Stephanie said, is separate. And the reason is that normally, you know, Kevin McCarthy controls the, he decides what even gets to the floor. But there's a thing called a discharge petition where the minority party can say, if I can get a few Republicans, we can get it to the floor. That's what that's all about. 14th Amendment is purely going to be the decision of Joe Biden. Go back to the lines. Darren of Fort Atkinson. Darren of Fort Atkinson. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Darren?
Well, I just want to let you know I called the president, but they're not accepting any more phone calls. They're telling you to call back on Monday through Thursday at certain hours. So you can still email them, though. Just thought I'd let everybody know that.
Darren, that's a terrific information. Stephanie had alluded to something like that. And according to Stephanie, I think we can do it. I think it's 11 to what, 3 o'clock Eastern time on weekdays. But the website, you can email them. And I would strongly encourage everybody who's listening to call or email and say, Joe, we're with you. Do the 14th Amendment. That's all you have to say. Joe, we're with you. Invoke the 14th Amendment. Joe, we're with you. Invoke the 14th Amendment. Show that he has some support. That's very, very important. I want to talk about one other issue in the few minutes we have remaining, and that is about Ukraine. And I think it's good news. In the G7, they all got together in Japan, and they've all imposed new sanctions on Russia. And they're now going to sanction countries that are trying to circumvent the sanctions. So the secondary suppliers like Turkey and India and all that, even though India was at this thing. And you can't send Russia chips. You can't send them computer chips. You can't deal with them at all. They also now, and this is a huge development, how often have I been talking, Joe sends F-16s, right, to the Ukrainians? Well, the Dutch now and the British, you know, we give everybody F-16s over in Europe to defend themselves. And they go, we'd like to send them to Ukraine. Do we have your permission? Because the U.S. has a provision that says we have to permit it. Well, now Joe just announced, Joe Biden, that we are going to train F-16 pilots in Europe who are Ukrainian. That means that's going to take a couple of months because it's a very complicated airplane. But what that means is when they are trained, we're going to give the high sign to the UK, the Netherlands, and a couple of others to send them F-16s. And we're going to say to them, don't bomb Moscow. We don't want you bombing Moscow. But for God's sake, go in and bomb Sevastopol in the Crimea. That's their base in the Black Sea. Absolutely do that. Bomb the living hell out of them. There's a British general that just came out, retired, who had a good statement. He said, we've got to give Ukraine the arms to really defeat the Russians now, because if we don't and the Russians win or it's a stalemate, we're going to be fighting them in Poland and the rest of Europe, and we don't want that at all. And the other people in the military said, and it's very, very true, the Crimea is the only way that they can control the Black Sea and their fleet in the Black Sea. Crimea was part of Ukraine. They stole it, and now they're stealing the Donbass, which is more of Ukraine. You got to push them out, and I'm going to reiterate the one thing that I said before. It's not at all pleasant. But Putin right now can't back down. He's riding the back of a tiger. If you ride a tiger and get off the tiger will eat you right there because you just got off him, okay? He can't do it. He has got to be removed. And that's a very, very nuanced way of saying somebody's got to assassinate him. It should not be the United States. We're not into that kind of thing. It should be his own people. And there are plenty of over there who are tired of this guy, as tired as I am and everybody in the United States. So get rid of the guy. But there are a lot of sadists lined up who'd like to replace him, who may be worse. They've got to be clamped down on. We've got to manage that. They're a country of 145 million people, and they should not be permitted to blackmail the world. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call, as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, great, great work on your part, Calvin. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Yep, same to you.
All right, bye-bye.
want at Action Boathouse Showroom, just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made it.